We have a guest joining us in studio today. Mel Bryles is with us today. We're going to talk music this morning. Not going to sing you a song, but we're going to talk music. How are you this morning?
Oh, boy. I'm ready. It's it's been a good week. Good weekend coming up. Pretty excited.
Well, if you want to hear them sing a song, you can do that this Saturday night at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic for the annual Blue Tones Reunion Show. These have been pretty popular.
This is our sixth one this year. We were going to have one. Last year was going to be the last one. Rod Clausen says, well, it is neither. It's going to be one more because I'm going to sponsor you again. So we're back. We love it. It's been fun, real fun.
Well, you know, performers are always performers. It's hard to get that out of your blood, isn't it?
It is. It's, you know, we've had people, Smokey Smith was 84, Jetty Gaines in her 80s, Betty Lillard, and they're still just belting them out. So that's how it kind of got started with so many getting up and setting in, is they enjoy singing as well as we do, but don't have the opportunity to sing with a full band. So.
Yeah. Isn't it hard to believe the time has disappeared so fast, isn't it? Don't you still remember the times you were playing in the garage?
I remember starting the Blue Tones in a garage, yeah. That was quite a while back, and it's been, we were together 14 years, had a lot of fun, and we got back together because of the Lewis Centennial dedicated their gazebo or something in the park, I can't remember. And after that, we just decided to start the reunion show and do it 1 year.
How'd you guys get together in the first place?
Well, we had a band. And matter of fact, it was a crazy name, Mel and the Stringbusters. And my wife's brother, Rick Pearl, was a drummer, and he is such a good singer that we kind of changed things around. Paul Fay came on as a bass player, Dwayne Rathman as drum, Rose Michelson came in as a female singer. And it just seemed to happen. And we all just really enjoyed together. We changed every song we did because we couldn't play most of them. So,
how'd you come up with the name Blue Tones?
I just liked the color blue at that time, so it just popped out. Now I like the color red and black the most. So, but we're still got the name.
You know, and that was an era of great names for bands too.
Yeah, and when we put it on, did a website, we found out there's a Blue Tones band. It's an orchestra band or something, so I've contacted them, and it's been interesting talking with them as well. And it's been a popular name because the minute you kick up on any search engine, it pops right to the reunion show, so that's nice.
Yeah, it works out well for you guys, too. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and it's kind of an old axiom in music, too, that... you know, bands never last. They never stay together. And I know you guys did a lot of different things, played with a lot of different folks and stuff, but you keep coming back together.
Yeah. You never lose that love for... It's kind of like when you're in sports, you enjoy people that are in sports to talk with. Well, music's the same way, and you never get over that. One thing we're going to do this year that's kind of deep in our heart here is the flag ceremony. And saluting our flag at the show. That's been kind of a popular thing. But most of all, I really want to thank KJN Radio for being a sponsor of the show every year. You started from the beginning. You've done the commercials. You've just been such a great help for us to get this going. And we're giving out, this year we'll put us over $5,000 to local community nonprofits.
Well, it's hard to disappoint people with music, quite frankly. Anytime you get a chance to sit down and enjoy some live music, you look out over the crowd and you see a lot of smiles.
Oh, yeah, and pictures that we've taken from the last 5-6 years here, as you rerun them back, it's just amazing who all have come to the shows that aren't here anymore. We either moved or passed on or something, so that's been a pleasure.
Well, this Saturday night, you're going to get a lot of folks together. It's more than just the Blue Tones. That might be the name on the headline, but it's also going to be a whole lot of folks, some of them traveling quite far to come here to perform.
Oh, yes. Jerry Forney, he's got a couple of CDs out and plays, had Jerry Forney in the blues band. He's out of Hopkins, Missouri. Randy Burke, he was raised here in Atlantic. Real proud of him going on playing music. He's out of Springfield, Missouri. And then, let's see here, the Imposters. They'll probably be the hit of the show again, like last year. They got their saxophone player with them. They do a lot like Mustang Sally, and they do Georgia On My Mind, stuff like that as well. But very popular, so good crowd.
Yeah, a lot of familiar names involved there, too. You know, it's amazing. You find talent wherever you go, and some people sometimes wonder when they see these big headline bands, geez, where'd all these guys come from? They couldn't have all come from the same neighborhood. You can't find that many talented people right close together, but you'd be shocked when you take a look.
Oh, and it, we don't have time. All of us are pretty busy, so like our band, we don't even have a time to practice. We practiced twice this year at the Hitchcock House. Just for the show, we play maybe 3-4 times a year. So there's a few mistakes, but it's amazing how things kind of come together.
Well, you know, sometime in your life, somebody gave you a chance. I mean, nobody had to hire you to come play in front of them or even let you play for free, for that matter. But I notice you guys have some local names in here. Do you guys like to give some local folks an opportunity to get on stage then, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had many of the local ones here. Bill Shaw used to be Sheriff at Audubon. Lee Muller, he's out of Emporia, Kansas, drives up here to be with us each year. Jim and Kathy Wymore do a lot for other people, put on gun shows and stuff. Jim and Kathy are out of Villisca. Betty Lillard, she's always the life of the party. She gets things going like crazy. Troy Boos, just one of the most awesome male voices here in this area. I just love to listen to him. Francie Wells, she does like satin sheets, stuff like that. She's out of Greenfield, Iowa. Sarah Maskers, Sarah's just got a beautiful voice and has won the NASCAR and all this kind of stuff, mm-hmm. doing national anthem. So it and Ray Armstrong is our drummer, as well as a great Imposters drummer and about 2-3 others. We've just been so blessed with so many helping out with this thing that, and it takes a lot to put a show on like this.
Oh,
and without the radio, paper, and everybody else being so helpful, the sponsors who buy tickets for chairs up front, that just super to do it every year.
Well, it's going to be a pretty fast-paced night, quite honestly. I know some folks have wondered, what time? Well, the doors open at 6:30 is going to be the time the doors will open. And really, stuff's going to start right about then. I mean, you're going to get in there, and you're going to get going right away. No wasted time, and it's going to be just back-to-back-to-back folks on stage.
Last year, we caught heck. We closed 10 minutes early, 10 minutes to 12. The Imposter said, we don't want to close early this year, so we're going to run 10 minutes late to make up for last year. But they just had a wonderful time, and I didn't have to ask them to come back. They asked if they could come back, and so that was just wonderful.
Now, there'll be some door prizes?
A lot of door prizes. Henningsen Meat Locker's giving away two meat packages. We got Pizza Hut. Oh, my goodness, I can't. Orslin give away two nice door prizes. Then we have 5 door prizes of $20 each of Atlantic City cash, where they can buy stuff here in Atlantic. So,
sure.
It's just wonderful.
Farmer's Kitchen will have food available
and
there.
And they will have a pie to give away that night as well, right there at the show. So that way whoever wins it can give a little to the band and rest
share it around. Well, I know the bar will be available there as well, and folks will have a good time. And it's just $10 per person at the door, right?
Yeah. No more. We used to be $10 in advance, $12 at the door, and things have been so good thanks to the many sponsors that we've just eliminated and made them $10, period. That way there's none of the other.
Very good. Well, you kind of touched on it, too, raising money for some different local causes and things, too. Each year you give away some money from the proceeds mm-hmm. to help out some area causes, and that's one thing you guys have always continued to do.
Oh, yeah. We're proud of this year. We've talked to Wendy Richter, the Family Crisis Center. She's going to have someone there to receive a check, and the police department will be there. We'll be giving a prize to – it's not Shop with a Cop. It's – Toys for Tots at Christmas time. So that's the two this year, and then we'll be giving out some Relay for Life T-shirts and stuff for door prizes.
Very good. 6:30, doors open this Saturday night, November the 3rd, at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Yeah, it's the Blue Tones reunion show, but they're reuniting with a whole lot of folks throughout the course of the evening, so make sure you get there and bring some friends and just have a good time. That's all it's about, right?
Yeah, I got two more to mention that are going to be there, too, that at the last. Jesse Swanson's going to be there. He's pretty known around town here. He'll be there to do a couple of drum songs, and Daryl Staley from Des Moines will be there to sing a few this year with the band. So real proud of them guys.
Make sure you show up. You might find some more performers there before you get done, huh? Mm-hmm. Never
thanks
know.
A million too, Jim.
Yeah, Mel, thanks for coming in. Good luck Saturday night.
Yep.